You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your morning boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your morning boost.
Welcome back to Your Morning Boost. It's Friday, everybody. We've made it. Happy Friday. Happy November 7th. Today, we're wrapping up our deep dive into the Fitting 5 newsletter, and we're doing so by looking at a fascinating, if slightly strange piece, Why Your Kids Keep Saying 6-7. It's a great viral example of how quickly and often internet culture, specifically the culture of scams and digital misinformation, just infiltrates our schools, and more importantly, how much our students are exposed to it. It reminds us that our students are fluent in digital slang, but often dangerously illiterate in digital safety and security. Our challenge isn't just dealing with homework, it's helping them navigate a complex, often hostile, digital ecosystem. The 6-7 phenomenon, a playful reference to a social media scam, is a perfect metaphor for the digital world our students live in. Fun, viral, and often hiding a serious security risk underneath. As leaders, we have a responsibility to teach our students to identify these risks. We need to make digital citizenship a core competency. Think about introducing a scam whisperer curriculum. We have to treat digital literacy with the same urgency as core literacy. This means integrating a short mandatory unit across all subject areas, not just tech class. This teaches students how to recognize phishing, misinformation, and deepfakes. This unit shouldn't just be about don't click, but about teaching the critical thinking skills that are needed to question sources and verify information, effectively making our students sophisticated skeptics of what they see online. This helps us move beyond the curriculum when we model responsible digital citizenship ourselves. Our staff is the front line here, and our behaviors speak louder than any lesson plan. We as leaders and teachers must intentionally model responsible digital boundaries and habits. This involves showing students how we verify sources, talking openly about a scam email that we almost fell for, or maybe explaining why we keep our phone put away during meetings. When students see adults struggling with and actively practicing healthy digital habits, it normalizes the challenge and gives them a visible roadmap to success. Now, to complete this triangle of support, we must engage our parents in a digital wellness compact. We need to shift the conversation with parents from simply monitoring screen time to forming a partnership centered on safety and development. Here's a good chance to host maybe something like a biannual family workshop that's focused on digital threats and security, and ask parents to maybe even sign a brief, simple compact with the school, agreeing to discuss online safety and modeling good digital habits at home. This type of a shared commitment is one way that we can create a consistent message that protects our students around the clock. All right, well, we wrapped up our week facing the reality of a rapidly evolving digital world. The key takeaway here is clear. Digital literacy is now a fundamental safety issue. We need to commit to implementing a scam whisperer curriculum or something like that to teach critical thinking and model responsible digital citizenship. All of these steps will ensure that we are preparing our students not just for the next grade level, but for a life in an increasingly complex digital world. Now, Finally, you might be wondering, like, okay, listen, I listened to this morning and hoping that I would get a definition of what this 6-7 thing is that every kid is saying. Short version here is that it's often a cryptic reference, most famously on platforms like TikTok, and it refers to a scamming tactic. Users send these digits to bypass platform filters or to signal a follow-up request, often impersonating friends, to ask for money or share malicious links. It's exactly the type of vague, viral threat that makes our digital literacy efforts so vital. Hope you have a wonderful Friday. Hope you have an even better weekend, because I know you have earned it. Thank you for listening this week. We'll be back again with a guest next week, so I look forward to that for you as well. But again, if you don't get the Grundmeier Fitting 5, please reach out. We will get that sent to you as soon as we can. Otherwise, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. We will talk with you again next week.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB Education production, brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.